Put your hands together and welcome your very own Dunstable Town Podcast.
Talk of the Town podcast post-match, Dunstable Town 1, Leberstock Green 1. Joe, we sit here just as the game's finished, mate. A fair result, point each?
Yeah, I think so. I think in terms of the game, you know, obviously, look, when the wind's like that and it calmed down a little bit more second half, when it's not always conducive for a great game of football. I think we had loads of the ball in the first half, didn't switch it quick enough to get our opposite fullback out, which was something we did a lot of on Thursday. Sorry, I'm just waiting for the gate to...
Wait to play a musical gate.
Crikey. Anyway, I'll digress. To get our opposite fullback out. And what we were very guilty of in the first half, I said to the two centre-halves at half-time, was we get ourselves tight to stop the turn, and then what we do is we retreat, so it allows the lad to then turn, and then he's the wrong side of your midfield players. But when you think about it, wonderful bit of work from Ezra for his first goal. He was excellent tonight. They went today, Ezra. He trained phenomenally Thursday. Thursday was the best we've trained in 2.5 years.
Wow.
Did lots of work around weight of pass, detail of pass, and to be fair, I think that was quite evident today at times. Our biggest problem today was our decision making on the transition. You know, and that was it. And you probably heard me a few times getting on players, because when you break that initial line, and again, we did a lot on that on Thursday, which when we played with an overload that forced them to change, which was good because we did. We had the overload was really good. James Lowder, you know, spent most of the half in space. We then switched him out to the right-hand side of it with Harry going deeper, and instantly from that, we scored. So fair credit to James, because he's played a lovely little pass down the outside. Webby's then got the outside of the centre half and put a really good ball across for Ezra. If you look today, the things I was pleased with is our energy.
We never stopped running.
Exactly. And we defended our box. You watch Josh Hatton, 3 minutes from the end, he's run 90 yards to make a block. Osborne, Scotty were tremendous in terms of the way they defended. They defended our goal. Desi's pulled off a great save from our own doing. An excellent save, and they've had a couple of moments where they've sort of, you know, worked the goalie without really working him, and then obviously we've had a big chance right at the death with Ez. I think if that's on his left foot, it's a goal. Obviously he's pulled it onto his right, and unfortunately hasn't really made a clean contact, and that's what we try to do. So last sort of 10 was Sellers West looked dead on his feet. Webby then started to look tired, so we went, rather than a one behind the two, we went a two behind a one to try and get you know, two tens with their energy levels to try and split their six, because the six sits there, he wants to, you know, break play up and play forwards, and by and large he was doing that quite well. So we tried to create another little problem, and there was just moments today when you watch it, you know, our crossing was poor, wasn't great. Obviously we've had one off the line, I think it was in the first half from a set piece, when you know, we're unfortunate. But lads worked incredibly hard today. Covered yards, people were at it. There was an intensity from everybody today. Supporters, us, them. You know, the game was, I think it was a better game than Tuesday. You know, I can't be honest with you. I don't mean there was a great deal of quality, but we tried to do the right things today. And I don't mind that. I don't mind our intent. You know, I don't mind the fact that we're going to give the ball away. We have to understand that. But you look today, we tried to do what I asked us to do, which was try to play through them. That was important. And then what you do is you load them in, and then you get your fullbacks out. And to be fair to their right back, he's defended really well against Tolu. The right back on Tuesday defended really well against Tolu. Obviously Ricardo Green, you know, we got their left back, got to be on top of his game, because Ricardo's a powerful runner. But a couple of times today, what they were is they were cute, especially in the last 10 minutes, in terms of, I'm saying to us, you know, especially with the free kick we had, is that we've got to be quicker, we've got to be brighter, we've got to recognise, right, we've just turned a free kick over here, it's central, we're not really built to toss balls into the box, so and it's too far out to shoot, so I'm saying we've got to play quickly. When the ball's spotted, you've got to play, you've got to get, we've got two lads on the right hand side on the touchline here, completely in acres of space, but we've got to just be a bit brighter. And that comes again, because several times today, when you break that line and you're the wrong side of their midfield, they're cute enough to disrupt you. Whether that be a little tug, a little pull, a genuine, you know, attempt for the ball, we've got to do that better as a group. You watch Batty today again, another solid performance.
Really good.
Another good performance. And today I can't fault my lads. My lads have worked incredibly hard today. We've got been supported by what, another 220, 25?
225, I think, yeah.
You know, 2 weeks before the end of the season.
Yeah.
Oh, fair play to our mob. I'll tell you something, that's testimony. And I said it in my programme notes this week, and I've said it, you know, on the YouTube bits on Thursday. That's incredibly pleasing to see. Is that, I mean, like I said, we have a special fan base because they don't turn on the players, they don't turn on us. They've supported the club through thick and thin this season, support our players, me through thick and thin. And they don't sit there today and give anything other than full support.
Mm-hmm.
And I love that. I love that in our group. So today, in the big moments, we just needed to do a little bit better.
Yep.
with regards to that final ball, you know, that little moment. We had a great little bit of play. The keeper's done it, defended ever so well in terms of coming to deal with the cross, the one Webby fizzes at the start of the second half. But we defended our box like men today. We put our bodies on the line. We recovery run was excellent. We got ourselves into, you know, we loaded and got support around players, and we did the best we could.
Mm.
And listen, you're a group of players that do the best you can. I've got no problems with that.
Yeah.
It was zeros and ones.
Yeah.
Zeros and ones. And our lads, you know, we've had to, you think in the end today, you've got three real young ones on.
Yeah.
Young ones. But we've got to defend our box. They've got all of a sudden mark.
Mm.
I like that because they don't let runners off them. But it was good. Look, there was a lot of things I was pleased with today, as I said. You're not going to have a glorious game of football all the time. We played some neat and tidy stuff. We probably played a little bit better in the first half with the ball. But in the second half, to be fair, we mixed it up. We had a, you know, our recovery running, I keep going back to that because it was something that was lacking. Today, how many free headers do they have in our box? They don't. And, you know, sound like a broken record. I'm always harping on about the same details. But that's important. It's important for these boys. Scotty was immense today. He did ever so well. He was brilliant in the first half on that one where we've just got slightly caught out of position and he gets pulled into the wide channel to make a decision to stand off, and then he sees the ball and goes, I'm going to win that. And he puts his body on the line, and we've done that really well today. And I have to give my players credit for that because we've not always been like that this season, which has been disappointing. But what we've got today, we've got a group of players who've played with loads of exuberance, loads of energy, and done the best they can. And I can take that, and I'd like to win. Of course I'd like to win. Would I be saying things differently if they'd nicked one at the end, if they'd won it 2-1? No, because I think you have to look at the performance objectively. You have to look at what's in front of you. Had we've won it 2-1, would I be saying anything different? No, because it was a game of fine margins. I didn't really see a great deal of difference in either side. You know, it was a good, honest game. Like I said, it was two teams that wanted to win. I didn't think anybody played like it was towards the end of the season. And we've got to take a lot of positives from that, and ultimately now for the last three games of the season we have to continue those energy levels, and we've got to now work on Tuesday in terms of how do we find that formula where we can carve Sawbridgeworth open. We've got to do that. But I was pleased with a lot of what I saw today. Obviously we've got a few that can come in for Tuesday, which is good for us because it allows us to freshen things up a little bit, and then we've obviously got a tough battle away at Cockfosters next Saturday. So, but yeah, really, like I said, there were a lot of positives today, which I think was important.
Yeah, definitely. Also, like, the goal as well, like you say, it's windy as hell here, yeah, at Creasy Park today. The goal just proved that, like, it was probably the best bit of football of the day. It must be pleasing for you guys as coaches. It was literally one touch passing in behind, spin, goal. It's kind of like an old school goal into the forward's feet, spun him, Ezra, bottom corner, 1-0 Dunstable Town, and everyone was like, there you go. When the ball is on the floor and we play, and you guys as coaches know yourself, that just proves when we do get it down. I thought we tried to do that today. There was a lot of times you could see where weeks gone by where you're just like, oh, it's been a bit hit and hope sometimes. Today, when we got it down, we looked like a really good football team.
We should be. Look, it's how my sides have been built, believe it or not. It's, I remember, you know, early in my managerial career, a manager referring to my sides as tiki-taka. And I've always had that way. You know, when we were at Oxford City, we had spells at Hemel, where my teams were renowned for, we wouldn't always recruit big, strong lumps. We would try to play. Obviously, I came from a Luton Academy system where that was big. You've got to get the balance right between it. And what there has to be is, and it's a great club to be able to do it, because you need to have people that support it, because everybody wants to have this play through the thirds, you know, this this way of playing, this mythical right way, as I call it. You know, everybody frowns upon finding ways to win, right? So if you play against a team that's direct and they win the game, don't ever come out and slaughter a team for being direct.
Mm.
Well, there's different ways to win. There's different ways to get the points. For me, it's a process, but it all comes back down to the intricate detail around it. And on Thursday night, the reason I said it was the best, because I coached for 2 hours on specific detail. It's not around just you pass to you, you pass to you. It's recognition of, well, he's marked. Where do you drop it safe side? Right, how do you get the movements in to make sure your shoulders are receiving to play forwards? Well, we spoke at half time about dropping in. If you want to create space to play into your front players, you've got to come and drop in to get the ball. And then you've got to recognise the front players is, where's the defenders? Are the defenders right behind you? Are they high? Is there space to spin it down the side? So, to create a possession brand of football isn't easy to do 2 hours a week when you get the players on a part-time basis. It's not easy. And I'm not trying to be negative when I say that. It's a reality. You get a small window of them. We've got intent where that's the way we want to play. But also you need support. You need unconditional support from your players, from supporters, because inevitably I can sit there and say do it. I'm not the one who gets criticism from his peers or supporters if we roll one into midfield and the lad gets robbed. So you need to understand, I said that to the boys today, is when you make a mistake, you will make mistakes. It's the sign of courage is to go and get the ball again. Recognition of, right, he's marked. Don't fizz it into him. Sometimes you just got to drop a little soft one back so he can play first time, and then you're getting support off the front. And there's a lot of intricacies to that. And I know you'll get every armchair supporter out there that's always, they always think they know best. Our support today, don't criticise our players when they give the ball away. You'll play at some clubs, these lads, in their careers, where you'll play at people and you'll get groans and moans if you give the ball away. Or you'll get groans and moans when you get into the final third and you put a cross into the stands. Do I groan and moan when we lose the ball? Yeah, sometimes.
Oh, I've never heard you moan, mate.
No, sometimes. Because you're frustrated. Like today, it's hard at times because you can see it. Like we've broke that line. Right, now we're 3v3 with their defenders. And then it's just those little moments where we've got to make more deceptive runs.
Mm.
A diagonal run for a straight pass or a diagonal pass for a straight run. You've got to mix that up. Sometimes we're guilty of playing diagonally for a diagonal run and the ball runs off the pitch, or like twice today, we get in really good positions and then it's just straight to the goalkeeper. It's not play at all costs. It's recognition about there's nothing wrong today with James Lauder playing one, and then someone, I think it was Ricardo, spins it down the line to get Webby faced up with the defenders. There's nothing wrong with that.
Mm.
You can't do that every time, because if you've got, like I moaned on Tuesday night, because we got a centre forward who drops into this ridiculous mid-range pocket and we lose the ball. You saw today, we've played out from the back a lot,
yep.
But it's not being suicidal playing out from the back. We're not sitting here today going, we must play at all costs. When they put a high press on, we were clever enough to go, we might have to beat this. And that's why I say credit must go to your front players, because Ezra today, when it's gone and he's bumped, he's made physical contact with centre-halves. I was very honest with Ezra a couple of weeks ago. I love that kid.
Mm-hmm.
I've known that kid since he was 15 years old, 16 years old. I've seen him mature as a man. I've been disappointed with how his career's played out. I took a huge punt on him at Oxford City when he was 17 because I believed in him. I still believe in him. I still think he can have another proper go at it. By his own admittance, he needs to do better in terms of what he does away from football, but he's... Mm-hmm. You look at him today, he's an absolute specimen. He's physical. He bumps into people. He faces people. He's powerful. He's quick. But let me tell you, as much as I say that I've been disappointed with how his career's played out, I've worked with thousands of players in my career. Not many are as emotionally resilient as him. Not many can take a bit of criticism like him. He's got a load about him. He's got loads about him. And I was so proud of him today. To not forget the goal, it was all the other work he did.
Great, yeah.
The work he runs to go and shut their left back down to stop him playing forwards. His ability to go and bump people and face people. And he was an absolute menace today. He was a menace. I mean, he got bashed up once or twice in the halfway line. You think, right, he should get a foul for that, but you don't. But he was his goal was fantastic.
Mm.
Not many people do that to the centre-half.
Yep.
Bumped him, rolled him, see you later, bottom corner. It's easy to do the bump and roll bit. It's then the composure to find the bottom corner. And he was excellent today. And that gives you a platform to build. There's no point, like I said, if the ball's going into your front place, it has to stick, or else you can never get up the pitch. So there's a lot of things that we did well today. I'm encouraged, but I've been encouraged for the last few months. Mm-hmm. We've been better. We were disappointing Tuesday, but we've been better. Mm-hmm. Any coincidence? Probably not. And we got a few to come back on Tuesday. They've got to earn their stripes. They've got to earn coming back in. That's what they have to do. But yeah, it's we do play some things, you know. We're not, like I said, if we were built to play direct, what would my front two look like?
Mm.
They'd be giants.
Yeah.
You know, they'd be Stretch Armstrongs. They'd be 6'5" and would smash everything. I'm not downplaying that. There's nothing wrong with it. You know, I remember listening to Wayne Rooney when he was critical of Luton when Luton got out of the Championship, and he was saying, you know, you can't get out of the Championship by playing, or words to that effect. He says, oh, sorry, no, you can only get out of the Championship by playing a brand of football. Luton were the only side that didn't because they were direct. Yeah, Luton got out of the Championship. Mm-hmm. Luton are in the Premier League.
And they might stay in the Premier League winning 2-1 today.
I hope so. Yeah. I'm delighted. Delighted for everybody at the football club that they won today. Because at the end of the day, he had Adebayo and he had Morris last year. What's wrong with that?
Yeah.
But it wasn't just smash it all the time. It was playing into your front players. You still get midfield players. You still get your wing-back scoring goals. It's a way of playing. This fallacy that you have to play out from the back at all costs, you have to rotate, you have to play all this intricacy. It's a fallacy. There are more ways to win. But what we have to do is educate our younger players on the decisions and the right times, the where, when, how and why. And if players don't understand why, they'll never know where and when.
Mm.
So that's the process that we have to invest time in to Alex Butt. I'm lucky I've had a little bit of time with him. But he's growing and maturing every single week. Every week he's getting better. Young Aidan Kavanagh was bright when he came on. Gets around, he wants the ball. He's got to physically grow into his body. His young brother Connor will probably start on Tuesday because he deserves his opportunity, Connor. And he's done really well all season. But again, there was an honesty to what we did today. And I'll never criticise anybody who runs around.
Mm-hmm.
And we've had a right go. And yeah, look, I'm disappointed that we didn't win. They'll be disappointed they didn't win. It's a wonderful strike from their lad when it flies into the bottom corner.
Yeah.
And it's probably one of the first goals I've actually had this season scored against us where I've stood there and gone, do you know what, that's a good goal.
Good goal, yeah.
It's a really good goal. Mm. Not much he can do. He should have probably slid over a little bit quicker. We shouldn't have allowed them to get inside the pitch as easy as they did. But it's a wonderful hit. Mm. Oh, God, the minute he's left his boot, I've gone, that's in.
Yeah.
So, you know, moments, if you're going to lose a goal, I don't mind losing a goal to something that's that good. I mean, you have to applaud the strike. But, yeah, like I said, we've got to go on to Tuesday now, mate.
Yeah. Well, Joe, three games left, mate. Three podcasts left. Yeah. Sawbridge Worth on Tuesday. Cop Foster's maybe here now next Saturday because they haven't played at home for a while. Pitch is not great. They're moving their game, so we might not have another away game, mate. But thanks for your time, mate.
Well, thank you, mate. Thank you everyone who came out.
Yeah,
as well.
No worries.
Appreciate your support.
I'll catch you on Tuesday, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be back Tuesday when we play Sawbridge Worth. Till then, everybody, up the mighty Blues.